The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes, not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Ask Bill. This is our monthly feature where you guys can send me specific questions that you'd like me to ask, and I will do in the best of my ability to be able to respond. Well, before we get started, I just want to touch base with you guys and hope that all is going well with your real estate efforts. If there is ever any questions, be sure to send them in and we'd be happy to respond to them. Also, we just would love if you guys would subscribe to our podcast through iTunes if possible. That really helps us to get our name out there for other old dogs that are interested in real estate investing. Also, while you're there, we would love for you to be able to rate and review the show as well. We really value those ratings and reviews too. So let's go ahead and start with our questions today. First question we have is from Martha, and it says, my name is Martha, and I'm 28 years old, a resident of South Florida, and I have been listening to your podcast, which has been mind-altering. Sorry about that. I don't know if that's good or bad. Thank you. And following with your advice on the podcast of starting as a real estate investor, I wanted to know if you could recommend to me real estate investing mentors or real estate investor mentors located in my area. I want to start this right. I know what market I want to gain more understanding on, but primarily multifamily, and need a great mentor to teach me the ropes successfully. Thank you, Martha. Well, thank you, Martha, for writing and for listening to the podcast and for your kind words. Finding a good mentor is really key to a successful real estate investing enterprise, whether it's just a few rentals on the side or whether you're going to go for a full-on real estate investing business. I mean, you can't succeed without a mentor, and others have done it, but keep in mind the process can take longer, it can be more difficult, and you can avoid some of the big mistakes when you do have a mentor helping direct you. So I think it's a really good idea to get a mentor. Now, finding a mentor, however, isn't always easy. You can find them, and that's something, again, I recommend. In fact, we've dedicated a few podcasts to that subject, and you might want to check them out. There'll be links in the show notes for this Ask Bill Fun Fact Friday, podcast 069, The Importance of Finding a Mentor. That's an interview we do with Paul Moore, and he actually has one of his mentors that's on the podcast as well. And they share some real creative ways to connect with potential mentors and how to make contact with people you don't even know. Some real creative stuff there. Also on episode 080, Should You Pay for a Mentor? That's a Fun Fact Friday episode that also talks about getting a mentor, but one that you would pay to be a mentor for you. I specifically don't know mentors in South Florida off the top of my head. I do know that Rod Cleef, who's also another podcast host, a real estate investing podcast host, and Kevin Bupp, both are located in Florida. I think that they charge for their programs that they have. So those are the only ones that I could recommend off the top. What I would recommend, though, is, and this is key for finding a mentor, is network, network, network. You really need to get out there and connect with other investors and people related to real estate. So I would look up on meetup.com, reiclub.com, creonline.com, and biggerpockets.com for real estate investor meetings in your area and start attending these. There should be a lot in South Florida. You can also meet in other groups that are not specifically real estate focused, like the Chamber of Commerce. You've got apartment owners associations, civic groups like Kiwanis and Rotary. These are also excellent places to make connections with potential real estate investors or people that may help you in your real estate investing, maybe an attorney or a CPA, someone like that. I would say the first step would really do some research to find out who some of the big investors are in your area. There may be some real estate investors. You can find this out by researching on the web, doing a Google search on real estate investors in South Florida. You can always look in local papers and so forth to see, you know, people that have signed up a new apartment building or something of that nature that they've purchased. Now, in terms of approaching these folks, once you find the people that you would be interested in having mentor you, it's a good idea to try to meet with them. You can just call them up and say, hey, I'd love to take you to coffee. I'm a newbie investor, and I just had some questions. See if you'd be interested. Bigger Pockets is a great place for this. You can look through Bigger Pockets and separate by the South Florida cities in the area and find those individuals. And most people on BP are pretty cooperative and do like to meet. I meet with people on a pretty regular basis that have contacted me, so I'm sure that there's others out there that'll meet with you. Sometimes you can get a little more creative. You can always approach somebody if they're kind of a big name in the area as part of a quote unquote research project that you are doing, and it really is part of a research project in terms of building a foundation for your real estate investing efforts. Or you can actually just start out your own real estate investor newbie blog, for example, and start writing articles for that blog. And one of those articles could be on real estate movers and shakers in South Florida, and you could interview people for that article. Those are a couple of ideas that you can do to make contact with people and to approach them to see if they might be interested as a potential mentor. But I would also recommend listening to those podcasts, and there will be links in the show notes on those podcasts so that you can find out a good way to approach them. Okay, let's go to our second question. This one is from Joan, and she says, my husband and I are a year out from retirement. We would like to invest in a 2 or 3 bedroom condo in an oceanfront condo complex in St. Augustine, Florida. This is our second Florida person here, where my daughter and her husband live. This property would act both as a vacation home as well as provide rental income to help offset expenses. What are your thoughts on oceanfront condos for enjoyment as well as investment? Well, Joan, having a vacation rental really can be a great way to get a property, to also generate income, but to be able to visit your family or have a little vacation spot you can get away to. That's great. The trick is making sure it's in a location and a market that's conducive to vacation rentals. My first question would be, and this is the big one when you talk about condos, is does the complex have a homeowners association, HOA. I usually avoid HOAs like the plague because the rules, and a lot of them are sort of anti-Airbnb or vacation rental. So you have to kind of find that stuff out first if you're going to go in the same complex that she's located. There may be ones nearby that may not be as difficult, but just check that out. The HOA part of it's really important. It seems like the oceanfront condo seems like a prime prospect for a vacation rental. You still have to factor in the fees. Sometimes there are fees with the HOAs and other rules that sometimes can be a pain, or maybe not be that bad if you can factor it into your calculations for your return on investment. Airbnb has made it not only convenient for people such as yourself to host guests in an Airbnb property, but they also have a great network that promotes your property worldwide. In addition, they have insurance and other great tools to benefit and protect hosts and owners. I had a guest on one of my podcasts, Al Williamson, and he discussed Airbnb rentals in some detail. He also had some great free resources on his site that can teach you about being an Airbnb host. So that podcast is number 109. It's called Creative Strategies to Increase Your Rental Property Net Income. So I'll also have that link on this podcast in the show notes as well. So there's some great info out there getting set up on Airbnb. Just go to the Airbnb site as well, and they'll help you out quite a bit on that. Okay, and our final question is from Claire. And Claire says, thank you so much for launching the real estate investing site and podcast. My name is Claire. My husband and I are interested in investing in multifamily homes, and we would like to seek your advice on the following questions. Number one, asset protection. We would like to use anonymous LLCs to purchase our investment property. Can we simply set up LLCs on our own, or in your opinion, should we seek a law firm to help us? Because we want to purchase a duplex house, not sure if a single small purchase needs to hire a law firm for LLC setup. Number two, getting loans. I hear you mentioned various benefits using LLCs to purchase multifamily homes. We are 100% solid on this idea, but how can we use the LLC to get the loan from the bank? Number three, rental investment property analyzer form. Can you share the form with me? Okay, that's we have a 3-minute rental property investment analyzer on our website. Thank you very much, Bill. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Okay, well, Claire, thanks for listening to our podcast and visiting olddogsreinetwork.com website. It's real exciting that you and your husband are getting interested in real estate investing, especially in the multifamily sphere, which is an area I think really has some great potential. To answer your questions, and again, there were a lot of questions there, so I'll try to do as briefly as I can here, and just in the interest of time. But first off, you're real smart to want to set up an LLC. I recommend anybody that's buying, even if you're just buying one single family home, setting up the LLC is a great means to protect your assets as an important priority for any serious real estate investor. It does not have to be complicated. I set up my first LLC on LegalZoom for $125, so it's hardly anything. And I think that LegalZoom.com offers LLCs now, I think, for around $149 plus state filing fees. They give you everything you need and also provide other services and inexpensive legal support throughout the year. Number two, regarding getting a loan with the LLC, most lenders are fine with you having the loan and the property deed in the name of the LLC, especially with multifamily properties. And even if you don't, you can often change it later on to an LLC. However, there's a due on sale clause you have to be aware of. Sometimes that'll be in your paperwork that may be an issue. So you want to check with your attorney. And first off, you know, I recommend, if you can, I would go to an attorney. You need to establish that relationship anyway. You need a local attorney. So before you get involved with an LLC, if you can find a local attorney that you can work with, or an attorney in the area where you're buying, I'd recommend that first and foremost. LLCs are important, and you want to make sure you do everything right in establishing those, okay? Number three, just to let you know, the 3-minute rental property analyzer is free on our website. It usually pops up, but sometimes people block pop-ups. So when you come into the website, it may pop up. But if it doesn't, it's okay now, because we've just added it to our resources center, and our resources center on the Old Dogs REINetwork.com website is a great place to get book recommendations, a lot of other resources that are available for for you. So if you want to get the 3-minute rental property analyzer, it's free. And it's a quick way to be able to assess properties and to, you know, be able to sift through properties without getting into a lot of detail to find, you know, those real diamonds in the rough there. Well, that is it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including links, can be accessed in our show notes. Some of those shows that I mentioned will be linkable during in the show notes section, so you can go ahead and take a look at that. Also, if you have any questions, we welcome the questions and would love to answer them on the air during our Ask Bill segment. So we definitely invite your questions and welcome those. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.